Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hello, my name is Sierra Grandy, and I am on a quest to make more of my Substack articles into videos. Today's video is on a mini guide on how to questify your life. Have you ever wanted to use gamification to build new habits, explore your world, or help your community, but don't know how to start? This may help. I was scrolling a gamification forum when I saw this post. Quote, creating a personal game. All right, y'all, I have a question. For Christmas this year, I wanted to go the extra mile for my little brother. He's 15 and a huge gamer. I see so much potential in his life, and I want to challenge him to do hard things as he goes through high school and enters adulting. I would have killed for something like this growing up, and I think it would be awesome to connect with him more in this way. I want to create some sort of game for him that we can create checkpoints and a level-up system as we focus in on his mind, heart, and body. I don't want to overcomplicate it, but I'm curious what y'all would do. With the help of gamification and positive psychology, plus many other resources, I have been able to maintain my mental health recovery, manage my disability symptoms, start public speaking on my journey, finish my undergrad degree, get into law school, become a licensed attorney, and build a business. And yes, sometimes I overcomplicate my process. So the above post inspired me to try to boil it down, simplify it for a new player. So if I was coaching someone at the beginning of their gamification journey, I would keep the following in mind. Welcome to a mini guide on how to questify your life. You determine when your backstory ends and your journey begins. First, I would give the person permission. Permission to play, to have fun, to be imperfect, to set a goal and never achieve it. This permission allows for the freedom to try. In Dungeons & Dragons, when you roll a 20-sided die and it falls upon a 1, that is a natural 1. It's a critical failure. The more often you roll your dice, the more often you will fail. It is simply part of the game. The same logic works for successes too. So by reframing failure as an opportunity for story and growth, we can come to see that the real failure is never rolling the dice and trying in the first place. Everything is a practiced skill. Like in many games, the more you do, the more experience you get and the better you are. This is the same in real life. Even if you are not good at something right away, the more you learn about it and practice, the better you will become. Almost everything is about the journey, not about the destination. Establish the boundaries of your journey map. I think of the journey like a map. Similar to Skyrim's or any open world game, there's a map. At the beginning of the game, we've only explored a bit of the map, but as we play the game, we see and learn more. When exploring your journey, your map becomes a mixture of places, people, and experiences that are available to you now and at a later time. Some of these will not be unlocked right away. Even if your game is focused on getting to the next destination, like completing a quest or a quest objective, the experience you have while getting you to that destination is the journey. To help myself on my journey, I created my journey principles. 1, there is almost no right or wrong way to do a quest. The doing part is the most important. 2, change is inevitable. 3, there is hardly ever an option of going back, but you can move forward. 4, failure is part of the process, and so is success. 5, don't go at it alone. 6, you are allowed to rewrite or restart a quest. 7, you do not have to finish all started quests. Knowing when to unpin a quest and move on to the next thing is an important skill. 8, many of the most mundane quests are worth going on. All of your quests do not need to be impressive or extravagant. 9, all quests are equal most of the time. 10, keep an eye out for the comparison trap. Your quest is unique to you. 11, you cannot do all of the things you want to do all at once. Slow and consistent is the way to build mastery. And 12, your quests will change as you do. For me, it was a fun journal quest, a goal to answer a specific prompt in my journal, to consider what I wanted my journal principles to be. These will continue to evolve as I do. Evaluate your current character. Once you've taken some time to establish information about your journey and how you want it to feel, the next step would be to look at yourself as a playable character, PC. We're all the main characters of our lives. We are not, however, the chosen one. So for me, I think of the customization of my PC in four categories: aesthetics, acceptance, simple but not easy, and personas. For simplicity's sake, though, I will not be going through those categories here. Rather, I will aim to answer the asked question. The OP asks to focus on his mind, heart, and body. So, to focus on mind, heart, and body, I would frame the PC experience as follows. Mana, the closest thing we have to magic in this world is our mental capabilities and intention. So, I like to think of my mental skills and energy as my mana. Health points, HP. The physical energy we have day to day can be looked at as HP. If you are sick, your HP is likely low. If you've been working out regularly and getting enough sleep, your HP may be higher than normal. It can be helpful to know where your HP is during the day and fun ways to use it on quests. Purpose slash drive. How do you follow your heart? What are you drawn to? What do you want to do with your limited time on this earth? Who do you want to help? Living a life with purpose and intention is simple, but not easy. It's worth exploring through small quests to identify a tentative purpose. This isn't permanent, rather, it's just a starting place. So, taking time to talk about, journal, or think about how you are doing in each of these categories is a good start in establishing where your character is. A quest for you. Character visualization. Quest purpose. To take the time to dream, visualize, and creatively explore potential paths for what your character could be. Objectives. The objective of this quest are going to look different for everybody. Below are suggested ways to customize it to make it work for you. For some, this is going to feel silly. If that is you, I recommend looking into research regarding visualization and athletics. I do not have specific resources for you on this, rather, it's worth a Google search about it so you can find resources you trust and care about. Visualization meditation. Take some time to use your imagination to play through an ideal foreseeable future. What do you look like? What does it take to get to that look? How do you feel? How do you respond when stressed? Play through a montage in your imagination about what a day in your life looks like. What do you do? What do you prioritize? It may be helpful to write out 2 to 3 objectives to get you 1% closer to that person this month. This can be a good way to establish what your next quest could be. Journal quest. Take some time to write out the answers to the following questions, or whichever feels right to you. Who do you want to be, even for a little while? What is it about that person that draws you to wanting that? What do you wear? How do you move? What do you do during the most mundane parts of your day? Who do you help? What change in the world do you work towards? Vision board. For somebody like me who has a limited visual imagination, I like to use Pinterest and/or my scrapbook to make a vision board about what I want my character to look like. Suggested reward. A small item that you can wear or an event that you can go to temporarily practice being the person you imagined. Take time to land in the current moment and play a simple game. First, a definition so we are on the same page. For me, a game and a quest are different. Most quests include games, but not all games are quests. A quest is a search for something. It is the curiosity that brings movement on your journey. A game is adding a challenge and a reward to something to make it more fun. For example, one of my current quests is to build a speaking business that focuses on disability, neurodiversity, and mental health topics. I often play dice games when I am working on objectives connected to that quest. I make a list of my objectives and then I number them. I roll a die, and whatever number the die falls on is the objective I work on. The challenge of this game changes, but most often I add a timed element. Like I get a point for every 30 minutes I spend on a task I rolled within my workday. Those points then go towards my total reward points, and I can use them to buy rewards later. I suggest trying something like this to explore bringing game mechanics into your life. Start by establishing what type of games you like and practice using game tropes in your quests. The original poster, OP, said that his brother is 15 and is a huge gamer. Well, what are his favorite games? The way to go about this whole idea would be a bit different depending on if his favorite game was Call of Duty versus Dungeons and Dragons. What is it about those games that he likes? Competition, teamwork, cozy organization? Like Animal Crossing, start small and explore together. Set up a larger quest. Next, set up a larger quest. What are you searching for and what would success look like for that? Some examples could be getting into a specific college program, building a better fitness routine, finding a place to volunteer, or reading more books. To set up a quest, 1. What is the question that you are searching for an answer to? 2. What are the identified objectives that could bring you closer to answering that question? 3. What game can you create to make the journey more fun on your path towards that answer? 4. What does success look like for you currently? Expect that success will not always look like what you imagine. And 5. What would an ideal reward be for completing this quest? Reward yourself. I like to use reward points, RP, for my reward system. However, there are many different ways to set up rewards. It's worth exploring different ways to see what you do and don't like. For each quest objective I complete, I get a set amount of RP. The amount of RP depends on the objective. I like to use a sticker chart to keep track of my RP, but it can also be kept on a Notion page or in a journal. I then use my RP for rewards on a reward menu I created. It's the same type of system as arcades use. The RP are like arcade tickets, and the rewards are like arcade prizes. Rewards are simply a thing given in recognition of successfully accomplishing what you are set out to do. Often they are made up of time, energy, and or money. I like to use levels per skill rather than for me as a whole. Like my skill level in public speaking is much higher than my skill level in running a business. But reward points can be used to unlock levels. Like 50 reward points equals a level or something like that. An additional thing to consider when it comes to a personal game, especially when setting them up for teenagers, is to figure out how to balance external rewards and personal intrinsic motivation. The drive to do something because you enjoy it or find it interesting, rather than because of external rewards or pressures. I've seen too many people try to use gamification to change people's behavior without recognizing that it will likely not be helpful in the long term unless the person wants to do it. Rewards and levels come secondary when the journey itself is enjoyable. Conclusion. If you were just skimming and want a quick summary, here it is. 1. Give yourself permission to play and experiment. 2. Establish the boundaries of your journey map. 3. Evaluate your current character. 4. Dream about your future character. 5. Take time to land in the current moment and play a simple game. 6. Set up a larger quest. And 7. Reward yourself. Thank you for listening.